Did you think I could save you? Did you bring me back, hoping I'd be giving you the strength to win? How could you?
Alden stood there dumbfoundedly for a long while, replaying all three dreams in succession. Finally, she understood. Ilara hadn't pulled her back in time, nor had Shiona. No, she hadn't gone back in time. Nor was this a vivid tale imposed upon her by the dead witches. No, this was a memory. And not one caught within the cavern by some twist of Uskar's magic, and no residual ghostly memory offered by Ilara. But it was a memory. It was Aulin's own memory. She had been there, she realized, in that very time and place, not only physically lying beside her mother, but within the song connecting Ilara to Fionnlaoch. While not giving to her something extraneous, something, the echoing songs of magic in these caverns, the ghosts of Ilara and Shiona, was bringing Aulin's adult sensibilities back to the reality she had witnessed on that distant, terrible day. She had seen it then, through the song, but with an infant's mind, not capable of understanding any of it. That memory remained, though, somehow, and now she could see it again. Aulin sat there, thinking. She couldn't be sure of any of this, of course, and perhaps it was just a dream.
No!
She shook her head. It was more than a dream. It was, or had been, real. A smile of gratitude found its way to her horrified and heartbroken face. She hadn't given the answer, the riddle to defeat the Fossa, to Ilara. Nay, Ilara had given it to her. Ilara had found out too late to save herself or Fionnlaoch, but in that last desperate moment, Aulin had learned the truth, and would later use that truth to save herself and destroy the demon Fossa that had haunted Firoc's Boyer for time untold. Even as she sorted that information, it seemed impossible to Aulin. So many things seemed impossible, and she was learning every day that they were not.
Thank you, my mother.
That was her decision regarding the dreams in the dark cave where she should have been dead but was not. And that decision, and its implications, would guide her now when relevant. She had no time to unravel any of this further. But she did have the time, and now had the strength as well, to explore these lower caverns and discern the source of that strange Uskar melody.